want to thank everyone for coming to the policy meeting here today at 1:30, March 25th, on such a nice day. I know I'm going to scoot out of here as soon as we're done. So, Carrie, do we have a quorum?
Yes, Madam Chairman, we do.
Okay, I'd like to call the meeting to order then. Could we have an approval for the January 28th meeting minutes?
So moved. Fine.
Second, Adamson.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Okay, moving on to the staff reports. Curtis, it's going to be attachment 3A.
Thank you. So attachment 3A covers our financial progress report. We spent about 51% of the budget through February. Our year end is in the end of June, so we're well within budget. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Seeing as there's no questions, could we have a motion to approve?
So moved, Bashara Rittman.
A second?
Second, Marazzi.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Moving on to the technical progress report, Curtis.
All right, thank you again. So first of all, I just want to let everybody know that every 4 years, AMATS gets certified by Federal Highway and FTA. That certification process is happening next week virtually, where usually it's an on-site meeting. We're going to be meeting with them all of Tuesday and a little bit of Wednesday as they review kind of all of our processes that have led up to our long-range draft plan, which you see we have in draft form today, which will be approved in May. There is a public meeting on Tuesday night regarding the federal transportation process in the Akron urbanized area. If anyone is interested in attending that, you're more than welcome to. But it's meant to be sort of the public engagement aspect of AMAT certification process. That will also be virtual as well. So just want to let you know that that was going on. And it's for some of you that have been here for a few minutes before the meeting, we were talking. We know that a lot of communities are receiving information about new funding. We know there's been a lot of there's been some stuff where we've been sent letters of request for appropriations for potential future appropriations or earmarks, that we are working to get letters of requests or letters of support out on those. I would just say from AMAT's perspective and our funding program right now, and based on what we're hearing about the funds too, it sounds like this might not be an issue, but we're not kind of want to make sure that if there is a request for projects to move up due to additional funding or things like that, we are kind of waiting on those requests because we want to make sure that it's fair. If we are able to move projects up, say from 2025 into 2024 to potentially take advantage of some new aspect of funding, we want to make sure we kind of have the whole picture of what communities might be interested in doing something like that. Also, too, as kind of talking about before the call, there does seem to be some push for an infrastructure bill. It's kind of interesting because I've read some articles where infrastructure is including things now like childcare and other types of infrastructure that not necessarily what we in the AMATS world would think of as, infrastructure the way that it's always sort of been portrayed. But they are talking about quite a bit of money, and it could be quite a bit of increase if a bill like that would pass, which, again, then we would be looking to our members to help spend that money and put more projects on the street. So with that, we're kind of in a wait-and-see mode as we expect to hear more, whether it's with stimulus funding that's just been received, whether there's any funding coming through Federal Highway or FTA, and then also potential future funding. But it's a very, very interesting environment right now. And I know we're all trying to wrap our heads around what it means and what we can use this funding for. So I just want to let you guys know that we are very aware of it and trying to wrap our heads around what communities might be looking for from us with the federal dollars that we do possess. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions or if anybody had any comments.
Seeing as no one has any comments, let's move on to the AMATS Federal Funds Report, Attachment 3C, Dave Filet.
Okay, thank you, Mayor Clark. Well, in another week or so, we'll be into April, which is the final month of fiscal year 2021. Since our last meeting in January, we have had two large projects sell. And when I say large projects, or I mean projects over $1 million, those two projects were the Aurora Citywide Signals and the Talmadge Road I-76 interchange improvements in Brimfield Township. We still have a couple large projects left in 2021, and hopefully those will sell during the fourth quarter, and we'll keep on track. In fiscal year 2022, we did, at one point in time, we did have nearly $5 million in STBG funds, a balance of $5 million, which was over our allotted balance. But fortunately, we were able to move some resurfacing projects forward. So we have that down now to about 2.75. And I believe we've moved all the ones that could move, but if you do have anything that can move in the fiscal year 22, please let us know, because there still is around $2.75 million left to spend. And the last thing I have is we are inching closer to another round of funding, CMAQ, STBG, and TASA. We usually take our CMAQ projects at the end of July, and then we'll probably take the STBG and TASA projects at the end of August. But it's never too early to start thinking about those projects and those applications, and we will definitely keep you posted on dates and where the applications are. So that's about all I have. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to take those.
Seeing as there's no questions, do we have any old business, Curtis?
We do not.
Okay, then let's move on to new business. The Transportation Outlook for 2045. Attachment 5A. Curtis?
All right. Thank you, Mayor Clark. So every 4 years, AMATS is responsible for developing a regional transportation plan. Transportation Outlook 2045 is that plan. It's due to be approved in May. We've developed a draft that's, a very good, 75% of the way complete in terms of what we think in our plan. It's right now, it's currently fiscally constrained. It includes about $7.2 billion worth of transportation investments. Like in years past, preservation projects as well as safety and operational projects are consistent with the plan. However, we do have a list of projects that we put together based on community discussions and things to kind of be an illustrative list of some of those projects that we think have significance. Our recommendations also include transit investments and bicycle and pedestrian investment. And as I said, the plan is fiscally constrained. It also will be analyzed for air quality. We had a public meeting on March 18th, our CIC meeting, to go over the plan for the first time with the public. We will have a second public involvement meeting on Thursday, April 29th, to also go through the finalized plan with the public, as well as the CIC meeting that will take place in May. I think for all of you, that we've met with and we've spoken about projects that you're interested in, we've tried to include as many of those as we could in order to be fiscally constrained. But some of the projects that you might not see on there are still eligible for funding. We just couldn't quite get it all on the list in terms of call-outs and things like that. So, what we're asking now is for you all to take time to review the plan, see if there is anything, any concerns. you know, some of the other recommendations that we have in the plan include kind of more policy-related stuff about, you know, emphasis on complete streets or, you know, creating a stop signal timing optimization program, possibly helping communities fund, you know, doing some signal recalibrations and things that maybe signals that have been kind of left ignored for too long, as well as, you know, supporting the Safe Routes to Schools plans in our region. So I would encourage everyone to take a look at it. We'll do an extensive review of it before it's approved as well. But we're excited about where the plan is now, and, you know, we're going to be wordsmithing it. We've got about 14 authors that, you know, participate in some way or the other on the plan. So, you know, the next month we'll be spending wordsmithing and making sure that all the language is the same and all those consistency issues as we prepare it for a final approval. But with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Seeing as there's no questions, let's move on to resolution. Resolution 2021-02, attachment 6A, Jeff Gardner.
Thank you, Mayor. Resolution 2021-02 is a TIP amendment adding two projects, one for Metro and one for PARTA. Both RTAs were awarded funds through the Ohio Diesel Emissions Grant Reduction Program. So PARTA would like to add $723,000 in state attributable CMAP funds for the purchase of two large compressed natural gas buses, fiscal year 2023. And Metro would like to purchase two large buses with $854,000 in state attributable CMAC funds programmed in fiscal year 2022. The staff is recommending approval of resolution 2021-02. If there are any questions, we'd be happy to answer them.
Seeing as there's no questions, could I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve, Neugebauer from City of Green.
Could I have a second?
Adamson, New Franklin.
Thank you. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All those. Are there any nay votes? Okay. Moving on to other business, Curtis.
Yeah, so no other business. You know, our next meeting is scheduled for May 20th. I think at this point we're still operating under the assumption that that will be a virtual meeting. I think there are, you know, there has been talk about if the, you know, if the governor does lift certain restrictions or orders, and I think if he does that, actually the ability to meet and conduct business remotely might go away as part of that. So I would just say my thought process is that we will stay remote, but if those are lifted, if those statewide health orders are lifted, then I think in order for us to conduct business, we'll actually have to meet in person. That's my interpretation. But so I would just say be on your toes for May.
Curtis, what are the odds that we may have an annual meeting this year?
Yeah, I think the odds are low, and not so much because of, well, it is because of the pandemic, but I think it's very hard to get speakers to say, oh yeah, like I'm going to fly here, I'm going to do this. So by the time I think we knew the health orders were lifted, I think it'd be tough for us to secure a good agenda. So I think my thought process is that we'll probably cancel it or maybe do, you know, something, I don't know, a light annual meeting or meal or something, but might be a little bit different than what we've done. And obviously we had to cancel last year. But
would you consider a virtual?
Yeah, we definitely would. You know, do a breakout session or two or have a speaker. You know, I think we definitely see the value, I mean, of being able to meet like this virtually and conduct business. You know, the annual meeting is really kind of to be a celebration of the year and kind of our accomplishments. And it seems like, I don't know if it, for the amount of work that it would take to get it together, I don't know if it would bring that same feeling that, you know, I know we all enjoy of our annual meetings. So, but I'm open to suggestions for sure.
Okay, if there's no other business, could I have a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn, Neugebauer Green.
Second?
Fine.
Okay, and it's 1:47. Thank you all for coming.
Good job, Mayor Clark.
Good job, Mayor Clark.
Yes.